Grace to you and peace from him who was and is to come. Please be seated. What kind of king was Jesus? Some commentators have opined that the writer of John presents Jesus as one who ultimately exercises authority. We can share in a different view of this passage as we simply see Jesus as a person without societal power. He's responding to a person with that said power. From the perspective of the underside of history, which has a very different set of values other than that is dominant in the society. Perhaps the view that Jesus is one who exercises ultimate authority is a view that emanates from this worldly kingdom in which we live, a society in which success is associated with winning at all costs. And despite that it is widely embraced, this perspective has proven to fail in every sector of society. Even when considering military might, we can see that despite all the military power that the United States has held, this country, we have not been able to secure most of our political objectives, as has been recently demonstrated in the withdrawal of armed forces from Afghanistan. But this passage in which Jesus speaks to power shows how the powerful don't like it when they don't control the discourse. The powerful elites of Jesus' day were accustomed to controlling the ideology and the discourse, just as the powerful elites are accustomed to determining and controlling the ideology and the discourse in our day. Does Jesus respond to Pilate with authority, or does he just respond with honesty based on his experience as a marginalized individual? And why would Pilate ask Jesus a question that he already knows the answer to? Jesus posed the question, "Are you asking me sincerely, or are you prejudiced of what people have told you? Did you already make up your mind?" In other words, Jesus called out Pilate for his feigned neutrality in their conversation. Pilate's question is one that he was asking for others, a question that was totally full of biases. Pilate wants to act as though he's innocent of his prejudiced notions about Jesus by playing along with the lies and corruption of his constituents. But Jesus doesn't fall for that. He instead unmasks the demonic forces of his society that engage in such egregious abuse and power. Jesus tells Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." Many have interpreted this to mean that Jesus' kingdom is somewhere in heaven and not relevant to this world. But to us, Jesus is saying that the values of his kingdom are different from those of the current system, which continues to this day. In other words, Jesus does not have to exercise the type of authority that seeks to be on top, which results in oppression and corruption of the judicial system, and precisely the kind of hypocrisy that Pilate exhibited in his own interaction with Jesus. Jesus tells him, "If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." The values of Jesus' kingdom are so vastly different from those of this world that we often, as Christians, fail to understand. The church, which purports to and should represent Jesus' kingdom, is here to serve in humility rather than to seek its own earthly power. Jesus is the king, yet he does not arrive on a chariot, but on a donkey. And Jesus is a king who is killed by those in societal power, not a king who is victorious over his enemies by defeating them in a war. However, in allowing himself to be killed and physically defeated for the sake of truth, he engages in the ultimate demonstration of the power of love. This gospel lesson then leads us toward the cross. It should remind us that, in the words of Jürgen Moltmann, our Christian faith has a God that was crucified. We need to remind ourselves and our church that we serve a king like no other king, a king who's not seeking power and glory, but humble service to others. Consequently, we who identify as the church should seek to engage in humble service to others. Everyone interested in seeking the truth will embrace the values of this other kingdom. It contrasts sharply with a society that attempts to win at all costs, and as I said a few weeks back, power over people. Those who seek power and prestige at the expense of any other person reject the true kingdom represented by Jesus. Christ the King Sunday offers us an opportunity for the church to assess our own values and how we operate in our societies and in our communities. This can lead to a clarification of mission and point us in the direction that Jesus intends for us, so that we may truly be the real church and that our world can desperately be serviced by our service to other. Now unto the King eternal, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.